Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hi, Jared. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for talking to me. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Just wrapping up an album here. I have 9 days to finish, and we are starting to rehearse for this giant, massive, ambitious tour that we are on sale with today.
We are so excited that you're coming back to Salt Lake City. I know the last time you were here, you said, "We've got a big announcement for you," or "We'll be back soon. You stay tuned."
That's and right, and I am keeping my promise this time for sure. We are going to come to the USANA, or is that USANA Amphitheater in Salt Lake City?
USANA Amphitheater, you got it right.
USANA Amphitheater, on July 14th, 2018. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be insane. We have an incredible list of bands playing with us this summer. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so some of the bands that you're bringing with you are Walk the Moon, Kay Flay, and Welshly Arms. That's who we get, at least. I know you have some other ones on some of the other dates.
Yeah, but... yeah, and you know, we're psyched to share the stage with those people. We have so much respect for them. We wanted to bring basically a mini festival to town, and you know, that's what we get to spend the summer doing, so we're psyched.
That's so awesome. So the new album, it's coming out April 6th. It's not called the new album, right? You just haven't decided to tell us the title yet.
Oh, yeah. New album is called the new album. No, it has not been released yet. And I need to just, you know, I have been spending time in the studio finishing what has been a 5-year project. This new album is almost done. I have 9 days. I have not named the album yet, but I will very soon.
Oh, it still just doesn't have a name. Okay, so are you open to suggestions if people want to reach out to you?
Absolutely not, but you can try.
I am certainly not going to try. I am just relieved that you're not calling it the new album. I was like, what is this? That's what I had heard somewhere.
No, a little
somewhere.
Too meta, as they say.
It was so meta. I once had a betta fish named Gilligan, and he died. And I got a new fish, and I named him Gil again. And I was just thinking, if you're
that's pretty good.
Hey, thanks. But I was just thinking, if you're calling it the new album, then the next one's got to be the newer, and it's just a big mess and just gross. So
yeah, the next new album.
Yeah,
no, it's a bit much. But I mean, all we're obsessed with today is a tour because it's Friday, tickets are on sale. We're coming through town. The last show was absolutely incredible. It was the second to last show on the tour, I believe.
That's right.
And it just blew our minds. The audience was incredible, so passionate. This time we're going to come around and we're going to play new songs, Walk on Water, Dangerous Night. We have a new album coming out April 6th. It will have a name. And and we have an incredible group of artists that are joining us for this insane night in Utah.
So you like to bring a lot of audience members up on stage. You think you're going to be doing that same thing? Can we expect something like that to happen?
I think you can expect a lot of spontaneous moments and insanity. I'm there to make sure everyone in the audience has the best night of their lives, and that's what I shoot for. Our shows are always a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing them, and it's really special to be touring across America for a summer.
Your main concern is the fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the audience. I mean, I don't matter so much. Like, I'm there in service of the audience. I want everyone to have the best night of their lives. I want singing and dancing and craziness and laughter and fun and smiles. And, you know, I'm not happy until everybody's, you know, drenched in sweat and just having just an incredible night. I want everyone to be charged up, walking out of that venue, talking about the show and excited about the next time we're all going to be together.
Oh, the audience was definitely charged up the last time you were here. You opened up for Muse. I was there. I saw you. And I love that you're so concerned about everybody else being happy, but I want to know what makes you happy.
Well, I guess I think what Bob Dylan said when someone asked him that question, he said, happy? Why would I want to be happy? Anybody can do that. Which is kind of bleak, maybe. But I think happiness is an interesting thing to talk about. It's certainly on my mind because sometimes you get caught up in your job and your life and the pressures that come along with it. It's easy to forget to take a deep breath and to look around and take time to appreciate the things that are wonderful. So I think having some time and space to breathe deep and to enjoy life is really important.
Namaste. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. We are so looking forward to the What Has Not Been Named new album, and we will see you July 14th. Thank you so much for coming back to Salt Lake City.
I appreciate it, and thanks so much for the time. We'll see you at the show.
See you there. Bye.
Bye.